How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You found Atomic Android Radio.
Hello and welcome to In Universe, where we talk the ins and outs of our favorite fictional universes. My name's Andrew.
I'm Adam.
And this week we have a special guest, friend of the show, Marco Gomez.
Hello.
Man, a few words. I like that.
Hey.
I mean, bad podcast. Podcasts are all words, as far as I know.
That's what I heard.
I mean.
Anyways, this week we're talking Fallout. Fallout's a post-apocalyptic alternate timeline where war never changes.
All right, I'm going to jump right in. War does change. Like, it's a cool line, Ron Perlman, but like, war clearly does change.
I'm pretty sure it's talking about the generality of war just being
war doesn't change because it's always people fighting and killing each other.
Yeah, it is.
But also, like, weapons and stuff change.
Yeah. Like, Napoleon could not cop, he wouldn't understand mustard gas. It would break his little mind.
Oh, no concept. I've been waiting for the excuse for the Napoleon versus mustard gas episode. Is this one it?
Look, it has to be it. He'd lose. It's obvious. I don't have gas.
Yeah, no. He'd lose.
Oh, he could piss him.
Or yeah, that too.
Well, he doesn't know about that.
He's too short. Gas rises.
He's short.
He's right. Under the gas. I like that short. Because he wasn't even
he
that
wasn't
short.
Short. He no, wasn't short. He was like average height.
I want to know the person that completely destroyed Napoleon's legacy by making him short.
I do believe it was a part of like propaganda against him.
That's yeah, so good. It's like, look at this short fuck. He's not a threat. Fuck this guy. He can't reach the top shelf.
Fuck Napoleon. That guy sucks. I have strong Napoleon opinions.
Yeah, just to be clear, we're talking about Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh my god. How would he deal with mustard? Probably not.
Probably not.
He's probably heard of the piss sock.
Yeah, he'd be very willing to piss into his sock and breathe it in.
Well, don't say very willing. I don't think anyone.
No, Napoleon Dynamite would be pretty willing. Yeah. He'd be keen on that.
He'd be keen.
Anyways, Fallout.
We're going to crawl out through the Fallout, baby.
One of my favorite things about Fallout is the vaults in it. I think they're like a really cool concept and like they're really creative in what they do.
Yeah, I think they're a great way to have dungeons in a non-fantasy setting.
Oh yeah, that's such a good like easy like reskin plug of a thing. And that in an RPG is really cool.
Although they're like, oh, they're social experiments. That's like their point. But a lot of them, what are they? What is the experiment? And how do they plan to collect this data?
That's what I don't get. It's like, it's the person pitching the vaults is like, okay, so we're going to do all these different social experiments. We're just going to have fun with them. You know, bunch of clones in one, super mutants in another and whatnot. We're just going to have a time. And then afterwards, we're going to collect all the data and then do something with it.
I mean, well, yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, go ahead, Morgan.
That was like the whole plan. The vault, the people of Vault Tech, actually, the higher ups had like their own safe vault. Obviously, it didn't work, but that was the plan. All the computers are actually connected through like the vault network, yeah. So it all goes to theirs.
I want to hit that point real quick. Theirs didn't work, but we know there are vaults that did
that
work.
That did work, yeah. So,
wow,
someone honestly really fucked up on that one.
Someone overlooked something, it, you know, and like it just happened.
The scale of experiment there goes from like, oh, we're testing the forced evolutionary virus on some boys to make little ghoul monsters, and then this guy's got a bunch of puppets.
This guy's got, I love puppet guy. That's my favorite vault.
That's the one that was from the Penny Arcade that they made like canon, which rules, but like
I love that. It seems like they have a list that they need to fill out, and like, I don't know, guy in a puppet room.
Yeah, they have a quota of all the vaults, and like, look, we just got to start filling these up. I mean, why weren't more of them just FEV? You think that would be the one where they're like, oh, this new like essentially super soldier serum, maybe we'll just test that a bunch. Maybe that's a good idea.
I didn't understand that either. Why not make like multiple experiment or of the same experiment and like,
yeah, like vaults? Tweak it different, yeah. Like slightly to see like what works and what doesn't.
Actual experiments,
yeah,
where you have a control and then you have variations on the different variables, but you keep those similar because you only change one thing.
Look, yeah, there's
which
a
they
reason.
Didn't do.
There's a reason the higher ups at Vault Tech vault didn't work, and obviously,
look, they don't need to do one experiment the whole time. Have like one super mutant group, and then one like cloning group, and then like all the good shit that we're gonna get good shit out of, instead of being like, we'll make this guy go insane with puppets.
But yeah, no, like they had like straight up full on memories intact. I mean, it made you a bit crazy, but cloning.
Well, more than a bit. If you're going around talking like a Pokemon, you're kind of fucked in the head.
I don't know. We don't know what he was like before they started doing
it. What was his name? Was it Kyle?
Gary.
Oh, it was Gary. Yeah,
Kyle.
Going around Kyle?
Kyle.
Well, it was just sort of a generic white guy name. That's fair.
Yeah, but Gary
has some flavor to it. It's got
You know, Gary's a cool guy. Kyle is kind of a douche.
Yeah, whoa, let's not alienate all the Kyles out there. All right.
If your name's Kyle out there, you're the Kyle we're not talking about. But come on, you know the
except
other
for that
Kyles.
One Kyle we are talking about. And if you're listening, we are talking about you.
I was just saying the complete opposite.
But no, but like, that Kyle knows who he is.
Yeah, that Kyle knows what he not you
he
okay,
knows what
he
did.
There's probably more than one Kyle listening. You know which one you are.
You know which group of Kyles.
Do you have a Kyle in your head? Because I do.
I have a Kyle. I have of course a Kyle. I've got a Kyle. Everybody's got a Kyle. Okay. Everybody knows a Kyle who is either good or bad. That's the rules.
Anyways, so if you guys were in charge of a little vault, What would your vault be?
Experiments be?
Yeah.
Do we have to be fucked and stupid, or can I just
no?
Be like,
that's like, more fun.
Fair.
Yeah, I think fucked and stupid's more fun.
Yeah. No. Look, that's just
fair. Okay. You could give us both answers. What's a good vault?
Well, obviously, a good vault is just a normal vault that helps people and keeps them alive from nuclear like annihilation.
Well, yeah. No, that's not the point of them. You have to be doing some kind of test.
Wait, did Vault Tech just not assume that nuclear war was gonna happen? Because they
knew.
Well, no, because that's where they're doing vaults. But every single vault is like, also, we're gonna do this extra thing.
Maybe why? They had a plan to do like a fake nuclear war, and like so send a bunch of people into the vaults, and they could do their tests. But society's still going.
I mean, there was like some vaults that like people lived in before like the nuclear war even started, and they just were more secure because like they were living in the vault like 3 years before the nukes even fell.
Who's in charge of making sure I know the overseer is supposedly supposed to be collecting that data, but
yeah,
if they thought a nuclear war was going to happen, how did they think they were going to get that data from each individual overseer?
Because they thought they were going to survive in their cool, awesome bunker.
Didn't that one work? Like, I know we're hitting this point pretty hard, but there was a control. They had a control that did work completely fine and was just a normal vault that released and everybody was fine. They can make it work even when they were trying to make it work, because that was the point of the control. And theirs didn't.
Yeah, no, someone just royally fucked up.
Someone messed up a pipe or two.
Or specifically sabotaged them.
Ooh, that's interesting. I could see that as being part of a plot. That'd be a cool game,
yeah.
I'm honestly thinking that there's going to be no more Fallout games. Like, they've like like desert, like a fucking drowned.
It's just Fallout 76 for the end, till the end of time.
Till the end of time. I mean, they're still supporting it. I mean, it's gotten a lot better since
Before we jump too far off topic, let's make some vaults. I think that's fun for us.
All right.
You could go first, Adam.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Give me no time to prep.
That's what I wanted. I know I asked the question, but immediately after, I'm like, fuck, I didn't think of one. So you go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm going to do this as both a science thing, and I think it would be cool to see in a game. I like the idea of, you know, the normal vault people, but also your vault is a zoo underground. And then you have the FEV. And you're testing it on the animals.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant human zoo underground.
No, that's what I was thinking.
You're going for the Noah's Ark deal.
Yes.
That's like, pretty cool.
Making them super mutant versions of that.
Oh, dude, that would
be a two-headed elephant charging at you.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet in a game. Like, you're going down and you see a fucked zebra coming at you.
Yeah, think of all the like unique enemies you'd fight in this thing. I'm kind of imagining it in game as almost like a boss rush.
Boss rush of fucked animals. There's so many koalas.
And at the end, I don't know, maybe you get a cool suit of armor or something animal themed. I think that'd be cool.
An animal man suit of armor.
Oh. Yeah, maybe you get like a cool like elephant skull to put on like a pauldron.
Elephant skull would rule. I was thinking like the lion head dress deal.
And so I think mine is maybe a little bit above like your Vault-Tec boys who needed to fill a quota, because maybe one wants sick mutant animals to fight the Chinese or whatever.
Look, you had to fill a quota, but your quota was one.
If I gave you 100 more, like 99, they might not be that great. All right, who wants to go next? Because I Marco think I set next. The bar you maybe fucking too bitch. High.
All right, I didn't have a lot of time to think about this. So how about a vault that's really, really like under the crust of the earth, like really fucking deep?
Okay, they dug this one real deep.
Like they dug it real fucking deep. But the thing is, all their Vault-Tec suits like hold heat in real well, so it's always just really hot.
You're just gonna die.
It's not enough to kill them.
It's right on that boiling point limit. So you're really so uncomfortable.
Just, yeah, so they're just
this is
always
just a sweaty vault, a sweaty and smelly vault.
The Vault-Tec boys just want to know how much a human can sweat under those conditions.
Look, you'd after a while, people would just be like in for it, I think. Like the people that know a different world, they'd be like, this is the worst.
Yeah, but you were born into that.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, I love my sweaty vault.
Oh, for our vaults, are they ever designed, like, because I know some of them are and some of them aren't, to open and release the people who live there?
Oh, yes. Mine is.
We so tell people we're gonna release them, but we just never do.
Marco's is pretty good because they get out and yes, it's hot and sweaty from it being a wasteland, but they're like, oh, feel the air. What a nice breeze.
I want it to be in like Death Valley where like you know the hottest part of the
that's not a bad thing either. Where are we setting our vaults? Yours is in Death Valley,
yeah.
So they pop out, oh my god, it's only 112. I'm cold. Somebody get me a jacket.
And then the lone wanderer, someone comes rocking up and like, you're telling me there's places where it's 85 degrees? That's far too cold. I'll freeze to death.
We got to make our own Fallout Boy. He's our
our protagonist. That was mine. No, host. Fuck you. That was mine. Mine was Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy. Dude, he's got a loaded god complex.
He's gonna cock it and pull it.
He wants it to be the friction in your jeans or whatever.
I hate that line. It's that's such a gross line. That's gross. Line legitimately makes me like skeeve out.
What does it mean? Fallout Boy. Like Fallout Boy is not an awful band. They're fine, but like that line is real grody.
That line's terrible.
I think I'd like to set mine. It's basically just a zoo. That could be basically anywhere.
Cincinnati,
Ohio. No, I think because I think it gets too cold.
You want it? I think you want it in the middle of a big city, like under a big city. Ooh, someone finds a zoo down there. It's right under the Central Park.
That's great. Yeah. Okay. I like that heaps. All right. So, is there anything besides just being real hot? What do you get if the person goes in there and raids it? What are they gonna get out of it? Besides a suit that makes them real fucking hot.
That's what they get. Jar of sweat.
You get fucking unirradiated water there, but it's not fresh.
It's not fresh, yeah.
I didn't know what you were saying. Oh, that's bad.
Like that fucking jackass bit where they have.
Oh, I hate that. That legitimately puts me on the verge of
exercise in the like trash bag suit and collect the sweat and drink it.
Gross. Anyway, I've had plenty of time to think.
Let's hear your knock it out of the park.
My Fallout Vault, it's going to be one of the psychological ones. Yeah. It's going to be testing. It's going to make all of its vault dwellers think they're vampires. It's going to tell them they're vampires.
It's just going to tell them and they're like, you know what? This speaker makes a lot of sense.
It's going to tell them they're vampires, the rules they have to follow. Like they're going to sleep. There's no sunlight in there, but they'll sleep the sunlight hours.
Where the lights are on and then the lights turn off, they get to walk around.
Yeah, they have to, it's the same one as that one where you have to sacrifice someone, but you have to sacrifice someone to drink their blood. Maybe if they think of a way to drink blood without it, they'll be good.
Like if they just do blood
like
drive.
Just draining, yeah.
Just
do they have blood drive equipment or are they just gonna have to figure that out?
They got medical equipment in the vaults, right? Most of the time.
I'd go to the vault just for the probably heaps of stim packs that must be in there.
they're not made of just regular stim packs.
Ooh, vampire.
Vampire stim pack. I wanna see if once I open it back up, if they continue their vampire ways, because I want in a Fallout game, for you to rock up on a town and like when it's a day, it's all empty. When it's night, it's chockers with vampires. And you're like, fuck, it's vampires until it reveals that they're not vampires. And you're like, what the fuck's wrong with you guys?
Vault-Tec could screen and select for specific types of people for their vault. They did this with a couple of them.
Yeah, yeah.
You could select specifically for albinos.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's better. Get a bunch of albinos.
Albinos with no charisma. Just like none.
Get a bunch of albinos, put them in a vault, tell them they're vampires, and let them out on the wasteland, making a bunch of people think there's you don't wanna go near that. There's a vampire town, and it's not.
Oh, I know in real life. There's a subsect of people who believe that they are vampires and that they gain like psychic energy. I know Fallout is in a timeline one in the future of us, but loves the past of us, the 50s.
Yeah.
Did that subgroup exist in the 50s era? Could you select for just them? And albinos and
no, because they'd already be into it. I want to make people get into
it. That's fair. You want to. compel them to be vampires.
Also, I guess I'm pitching a whole kind of a Fallout game now, because my protagonist, Fallout Boy, is from this vault and he can only travel at night.
Okay, we have our vaults, at least three of them. We can make some more to fill out those.
What's our numbers?
We're making Fallout. Okay. Oh yeah, our numbers. Yeah, I want
mine's 32.5.
Mine's 200 flat because it looks like the word zoo.
That's pretty good.
Wait, isn't there only a certain number of Fallout vaults?
There's like 99 or 999. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Like, okay. Yeah. Like we're good. Then yeah. I changed my answer. The 69, I want 69. No, 666.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's for you. Good. Yeah, what's yours, Marco?
I gotta think of like, well, what's the temperature like just past the crust?
451. That's the one you want.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, what's your guys' Fallout game protagonist? No,
I think we all are making our own Fallout game right now in the same area.
Okay.
So we're all vaults in the same game. I think Fallout Boy is a good protagonist for the whole game.
Fallout Boy is pretty good for the game.
All right.
Wait, what's his mission? What's Fallout Boy's mission?
He thinks he's a vampire.
Yes.
So can we work with that?
He gets sent out of his vault or his little village built around his vault, and he has to go find the cure for vampirism.
Yeah.
And through his journey, he learns he's not a vampire.
Through his journey, he learns that he's just albino.
I like this because like it's a Fallout game. You don't have any vampire powers. So you're gonna be a vampire guy using guns and shit. Yeah. And that sounds like a pretty sweet game.
Although he comes preloaded with the cannibalism perk.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. Wait, okay, so you know, just touching back on Andrew's like vault, what happens to the kids that genetically like
who aren't albino?
Yeah, aren't albino.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
They believe they're albinos. They live the albino lifestyle.
They would be paler if you're not keeping any actual sunlight from getting
no sunlight.
And their eyes wouldn't like light because they've been kept in the dark when they're active.
Yeah.
So even if he didn't get hurt from the light, he'd still not like it, which I think he could work with. It's like in Skyrim, the sickness vampirism as opposed to the abilities of vampirism
you get
from the expansion.
Hell yeah.
All right, cool. If that's the case, I think we're going to have to make our disparate locations a little bit closer to each other.
Oh, also, vampires is a cool faction to add.
Oh, yeah.
Like just vampires?
Just vampires. Count we're just Blanco's
the vampires. Can it just be just vampires?
Like the Blanco mac and cheese and shit. He thinks he's a vampire.
He's a vampire.
He's one of the people you got in there, and he's rich, so he becomes a count.
Hell yeah!
That's pretty good.
That's the boss fight at the end of the game.
When you go back and tell everyone they're not actually vampires, and he's like, "No, you're wrong."
Do we want to make our own factions? Because we could also pull factions from like you just did with the vampires from our vaults, like a group of like not quite tribal but animal themed and like. They ride elephants in war. They have attack tigers.
Does that guy have a fucking attack super mutant lion he sends after people?
You know what you're sounding like? You're just sounding like Caesar's Legion.
Yeah.
You could fit a zoo right into theme. Caesar's Legion.
Maybe it's a branch of Caesar's Legion.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that.
Hoover Dam or something.
Okay, a normal ass leopard. Do you think it's been enough time for if someone in Fallout to see a normal ass leopard, that would they know what it is? Would they be like, what the capital fuck wasteland? Is
probably
that not. Shit?
Yeah, they're probably like, oh shit, weird cat.
Or a cheetah, how quick it's moving up there.
That got fucked up by the radiation. That's probably what they'd assume.
That's pretty good. I like that.
So I think we need to. Because ours are pretty far away from each other. Death Valley, Central Park, and I forget where yours was, Andrew.
I don't think I picked a place for mine. What's the most... Can we make Gotham City canon?
No.
No.
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Yeah, that's not bad. A Fallout game could be in New York and New Jersey.
Now, the only one he needs, because there's no desert near New Jersey. And yeah. Although there could be after the nukes fell.
Oh.
Yeah, he's right in the middle of, like, right where the nearest nuke fell. He's right under that. They were
the hot spot
at Vault 451.
Is a huge, like, economic center. So that would have been probably where, like, nukes drop.
Oh yeah, that would have been one of the targets.
So like, not only is my Central Park Zoo vault fucked up because of the FEV, but there's so much radiation in that bitch, you don't want to be there.
Yeah, I like Vault Tech being like, oh fuck, they got like head on three of our vaults. Those places are fucked. Did they get the vampire one? Yeah, they got the vampire one. I was excited about that one.
Well, I don't think they would have got the vampire one if it was in, like, no, they're not gonna. Yeah, it's you're not gonna vampires. Nuke New Jersey. Like, I love New Jersey, I love the music of New Jersey, but no one's gonna nuke New Jersey.
Okay,
for
you know how, there's that theory that California is gonna break off and become an island. Could that have happened to New Jersey in this? No. Is it the island of vampires?
Honestly, might be. Like,
hell yeah.
Some of the land could have broken off enough and water went through different places. It could have been.
The vampire vault is like 2 miles off the shore. We can't get to those vampires.
Oh, no. I always get it mixed up because one of them's a real prison and one of them is from DC Comics. Rikers is real, right? Rikers Island, or is it Strikers Island? Strikers Island sounds like a comic book.
I think Strikers is the fake one.
That sounds faker, but I don't know for
sure. No, I think Rikers is real. Because I think Strikers was in Marvel.
Yeah.
Because it's real.
So Rikers Island is the real one. I'm almost certain.
I could Google it real quick.
Yeah, no need. We'll be wrong. People are too afraid of being wrong. No, I'm fine.
Rikers seems to be real.
Cool. Okay, I was right. Rikers Island is real. Maybe they're... No, that's in New York. It'd be too far away from New Jersey. And I think it's good for the vampires to be from Jersey.
The Vampires of New Jersey is a pretty good title.
The Vampires of the Jersey Shore.
The Jersey, there's someone going around calling themselves the Jersey Devil in this, and they're a little vampire albino boy.
Oh, gross.
Okay.
Wait, why can't that just be your vault boy's name, the one that comes out of the vault?
The Jersey Devil?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Devil,
that'd be good.
That's not bad. That sounds like
no. That sounds like, you know, like the tunnel snakes.
Yeah.
The Jersey Devil sounds like a gang that would be around there. So that rules. I'm liking. What is it? What are we? Are we a main title? Or are we like Fallout New Jersey?
Fallout New Jersey.
Fallout New York. Jersey. New York is pretty good.
Fallout New York. New York.
New York,
Fallout Albany, maybe.
That's pretty good.
Upstate New York.
Fallout Upstate isn't bad.
That's pretty good. Bad. Yeah, that's pretty good.
All right, so we got our protagonist, Fallout Boy. He needs to go find the cure for vampirism. So I assume he's going to go try to find the followers of the apocalypse, the only like real doctors who are around.
Yeah, probably. That makes sense.
That would be cool, because then we'd finally get a like a Fallout thing that actually like explores them, as opposed to, because they're usually just sort of around.
Mm-hmm.
They very rarely ever get like their own thing going on. What other factions? We got the vampires, obviously. We got the hot boys.
I was thinking of like the firemen, because you know, ooh, we're going 451.
Yeah, like
we're going with the theme, might as well just call them the firemen or the salamanders.
They like to lay on their, they take their clothes off and lay on their belly on some warm rocks.
They have a big fire truck that they drive around in with a flamethrower. That's called the salamander.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Just a fire truck full of gasoline that has a lighter.
Man, it's getting real hot. Let me just light this fire.
Oh, I like that, because then you could get a cool like red axe from them.
That'd be pretty cool. The little artifact I was picturing for like the vampire boys is like a big leather trench coat.
Very New Jersey.
Yeah, it's very New Jersey and very like Blade vampire type deal.
Always trying to ice skate uphill. Look, I'm liking our Fallout New Upstate. Yeah,
Fallout Upstate.
I was gonna say Uptown Girl.
Fallout Uptown Girl. That's pretty good.
Well, wait, all right. We've talked about the world of Fallout and made our own little one. Now we're going to talk about the one of the biggest parts of Fallout, and then set it into ours: the soundtrack.
Well, I think we have to put Uptown Girl into it.
Billy Joel. Now. I was gonna say this would break lore, because every other
they game did West Virginia,
they, but they did West Virginia. Every other game went out of its way to only have songs that would have been around in the 40s and 50s. But West Virginia is the 70s, so I think up to the 70s we're okay. And I think Uptown Girl might not make the cut.
Yeah, I don't know though. Like early 2000s pop punk is pretty vampire.
That is not. One, it's not vampire-y, unless you're talking Twilight, and it's not.
What scene of Twilight are they fucking jamming out to, like fucking Good Charlotte or some shit?
Tell me you couldn't see them, like when they're gonna play baseball in the rain, is
and
that what
Psalm
it is?
41 is blessed.
Oh, I wish some hooba stank. Edward's looking all sad or whatever, and he's like, the soundtrack, I'm not a perfect
person. You know what we should do? You know that thing that people do where they watch movies with the Pink Floyd playing at the same time? We should do Sum 41 with Twilight.
That sounds like ass, but at least I'll have Sum 41, so maybe it's not as bad as just watching Twilight.
Look, it's probably be more fun than just watching Twilight.
All right, Uptown Girl is from 1983, so I'm not sure how that fits with lore.
Well, I mean, look, if
200 years ahead of us,
yeah, I think a Fallout game, before they did like Country Roads, I would say no, but since they opened those floodgates, I think a Fallout game with an 80s like soundtrack would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, it just sort of clashes with the whole, because the whole vibe of it is 50s.
Yeah, but like, imagine, but like Virginia, I need a hero 50s. Playing while you're rushing through shooting.
You're pandering to me with one of my favorite songs.
It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, well, especially since we're not a mainline title. We're not Fallout 5.
We're Fallout, like New Vegas.
Upstate.
Or 76.
Yeah. Okay.
We're Fallout Upstate Girl.
All right. If that's the case, then it's come to what you probably expected from me if you know me. We're set in New Jersey and we're allowed to go up to the 80s. We're getting some Bruce Springsteen.
Look, we can toss some Springsteen in the mix.
Getting some Springsteen.
We kind of got to mix that in. If
Born to Run?
Fallout is pretty patriotic, and Springsteen goes really well with that sense of America rocks.
Yeah, I mean... Although ironic to have that as your vibe and then use Born in the USA.
Yeah, I was about to say
Ronald Reagan and just not listen to the actual song. I mean, look, it would work. That's very Fallout to have like some remnants of the Enclave blasting Born in the USA.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh, the Enclave. That rules.
Now I'll digress.
Hold on. Maybe there's a Hold On Bruce Springsteen themed faction where they're
the boss
is the big dog on top.
Look, I'm in.
we gotta run this by the boss, and then they turn around.
Yes. They all wear white like t-shirts and then just blue jeans with a red rag sticking out of their back pocket.
Holy shit, is that Ghoul Springsteen?
Ghoul Springsteen. Wait, can they have like Ghoul Springsteen just like in a cage, like on display?
Yes.
As, like, and although they worship it by feeding it people.
Fuck yeah, that rules.
I like that because he's just like a guy. Like, he's just a ghoul. Feeding him people is like, I don't want
to. No, he's a rabid ghoul.
Oh, he's a feral ghoul.
I was on board with feral ghoul, but regular ghoul
sounds pretty good.
Please, I know what's going on. Don't make me eat people.
Yeah, they're feeding him people and like, sing. And he's like, I don't want to. This sucks.
Lower his cage down and I'm just like, bro. Look, I'm in for it. Fuck, this is like designed for me.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. I'm not the biggest Springsteen head, but I fucking love that.
All right, aside from Springsteen, we could hit some Bon Jovi if we're allowed to go up to the 80s.
That's not bad.
Shot Through the Heart would be amazing to have blasting through your Pip-Boy while shooting people in the chest. I mean, doesn't get any better than that.
Oh man, I forgot that music plays through the Pip-Boy. Everybody, like before like Wasteland shit, everybody would be the biggest asshole just blasting annoying. Their music yeah, from their
like
wrist.
The guys on the bus who just blast music through their phone instead of wearing headphones.
Or the guys in school that just carry around like little, a big like, yeah. like fucking like a speaker. Boombox? Like no, boombox would be cool if they're just holding a boombox above
that's
their head.
Annoying,
in
though.
Your eyes.
But they do, they'll get like a massive speaker that you're like, why the fuck are you carrying that around? That seems like a big inconvenience.
And it's just annoying.
Yeah, no, you're not cool.
Maybe a little cool.
Cool. I mean, they bought a speaker and are playing music.
All right. We made our own factions. What about the factions that already exist? Like, because I assume the Brotherhood of Steel would have been big in New York. But if they got nuked pretty hard.
I mean, they're clearing it out. I mean, like,
hey, they're moving. They're taking back their home.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're like, we love New York. We need to take this back. Now, wasn't there a Fallout game set in Boston?
Yeah, that's the Commonwealth. Yeah,
that's Fallout 4. That's what I was thinking of.
That's really close to like where we're at.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We have Fallout 4 DLC that you could go back.
Go back.
Why does no one in Fallout 4 have a Boston accent that I can think of?
Because they just used Boston as like a place where, hey, this is where people are.
Like, there are surprisingly few Irish people.
I'm pretty sure in
they Diamond didn't City, let Irish people into the vaults, dude.
They did. But in Diamond City, yeah, there's a couple.
There's
people
a couple.
With Boston. Yeah. With
there's
Boston
the guy accents. Who wants to sell you a swatter.
Yeah.
And that's the only one I can think of. Who's got like an actually like, oh, that's clearly a Bostonian.
Yeah. What's his name? I forgot his name. He's a companion though. He has a Boston accent. I totally forgot his name though. I could honestly be thinking of the Outer Worlds because I just recently played it.
I don't know.
I liked it a lot.
Well, you haven't played it, Adam. Don't pass your judgment until you've played it.
Oh no, I just meant I'm not interested.
Yeah, no, that's fair. What's his name? What's Robot Detective Boy? Oh, why is that?
Nick Valentine.
Does he have an accent?
No. Well, he's got an accent, but he doesn't have a Boston accent. He's got like a noir detective. That's not an accent. That's just like
a lifestyle.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. It's just weird that it is set in Boston. There are very few clearly Bostonites there. Yeah. You never get any irradiated clam chowder.
Wait, doesn't Piper also have like a Boston accent? I think she does.
I don't know. I know she's got like an accent. I just didn't strike me as very Bostonian, but maybe I'm just misremembering.
Boston. But also, that's just a thing video games do. Like, they'll set something somewhere, and like, other than your environment, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, they got people to do like a cowboy draw for New Vegas, so
but that's New Vegas. That's because New Vegas had Obsidian behind it, and Obsidian actually cares about their games. So,
whoa,
hot take over here.
I don't know if that's a hot
take. I mean, that's just true.
I think most people
it's a relatively cold take, but still. I mean, the Brotherhood would be there. I mean, because we're so close, we could probably have like the Institute and stuff too.
Yeah. Although I really love in Fallout 4, if you take just like a stroll off to like the coast, there is an island of vampires you can run into.
Yeah. If you get on the boat and like far, instead of going to Far Harbor or whatever, you just keep going into Vampire Island
of New Jersey.
I like that because there is like genuine like supernatural stuff in Fallout.
this isn't that. There's like the, I know there's like aliens.
There's aliens, but there's the Dunwich Wars, which is like Lovecraftian.
Yeah, Lovecraftian.
But no, this isn't that.
This is just some guys.
Dudes who were tricked into believing they were just vampires.
If two albinos have a baby, is that a better chance of albino baby?
Well, look, it's probably a better chance than just two like one people albino. Without albinism.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think it's like that big of a difference, actually. But like we said, they'll still won't like the light. They'll still be basically vampires.
But yeah, if you believe you're a vampire, you'll be a vampire.
All right, I think we may have got a little sneak peek at the answer for at least one of us here. But favorite Fallout game?
New Vegas.
Yeah, I mean.
It's like not even a competition.
I think New Vegas is probably the best Fallout game. But because I can't run in it, I have a very hard time playing it because I'm like, oh, these wastelands are so big.
I get that. The first one I played was 3, and I liked that one at the time, but New Vegas just kind of is just better, just so much better.
New Vegas has like a really cool like aesthetic.
Oh yeah, I just love cowboy like aesthetic. It's like one of my favorite things.
The Fallout universe is clamoring to also be Western themed.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And I just wish we got one in New California. That'd be so cool.
I mean, well, like the first
Fallout was set
but it's not like
before it was the start of like the New California Republic.
And
shit.
You want
like
Fallout 3 and beyond gameplay rather than like the what was it, point and click isometric.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know the original Fallouts are good. Like they're are good games. Yeah. But I just can't play, and I
think they're too hard.
Too long. Oh yeah, no.
They're just too hard, and I'm like, nah, fuck this.
Wait, Andrew, were you there for that one time Aaron played it for us, and then he just kept punching rats?
No, I think that was just me and you. No, he just kept punching rats specifically in the groin.
Yeah, in the groin. Yeah. He just kept punching rats in the groin.
We mean our friend Aaron, by the way.
A friend of ours. That's the other thing with Fallout. What are vats? Like vats are supposed to be like the Pip-Boy helps you target, but
yeah,
how does
I assumed it just moves your wrist a bit? Because how else? Like freezing time, unless it's got a camera on like the bottom of your wrist.
But I don't
you're
think
holding
it
up and going like people can't see me right now, but I'm holding one wrist like against my face and one wrist out like I'm holding a gun. And unless you're doing that, they're not going to help you.
Unless it legitimately freezes time for a little bit.
I mean, in 76, there's like, it's like more like, you know, quote unquote, as real as it can get, where it's like time is still moving at the same speed.
Yeah.
Your accuracy just goes up.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just what, like a targeting
system? Aim assist. Yeah. It's like,
yeah, it does it by moving your wrist around.
Does it just highlight for you where you're more likely to hit? Like, does it take into account how good of a shot you already are?
Yeah, no, it does.
Maybe it's just like you look at it. Because
I think your percentages
like,
go up if you up your, what is it, dex?
Dexterity.
Or, yeah.
Agility. That's the
follow-up. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's no dexterity in the special.
Yeah, no, it's special. What if it was specialed?
Special.
Special.
There's another E.
E is for excellence. That's your excellence skill.
Yeah, look, I'm here for it.
I'm pretty excellent. I bumped only my luck in excellence, dude. I rule.
That's how you play Fallout, as just Bill and Ted. No, that reminds me a bit of a side note onto Cyberpunk, and they have the cool stat, which I was quite disappointed to not have how cool you are.
Yeah, what is it? It like helps you with like snipers and
like critical hit chances and stuff.
Yeah, because it's like keeping your
it's keeping your cool.
Yeah, no, I want one. I want a stat I could bump all the way up and people be like, that guy's fucking rad. Look at him. He's wearing sunglasses and a sweet blade trench coat.
Which... And it's got light up and it says
I guess what I really want in my RPG just blade. Are blade trench
you just
coats.
Want to be Blade. You said sunglasses. You just want to be Blade.
Yeah, look, Blade's cool, dude.
He is. He doesn't do his taxes, but he's cool. I think Fallout 4 is a good game, but it's probably not even close to the best Fallout game.
I think personally it has the best gameplay, but
it's the most modern, I guess.
Yeah, it's missing a lot of like it's a good amount of it's there, but it's missing a lot of the Fallout charm.
It's got it in places, mm-hmm. but like I don't know, like especially in the actual landscape design, like a lot of the Fallout games feel very particular with what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like in New Vegas, you'll be walking around and obviously it's the same sort of almost like a mod kind of thing where it's you can tell things are put in place and like things like that. You can see a lot of the game design in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But New Vegas tries to make that game design feel as natural as possible. You can see somebody doing that. Whereas I don't know, the best way to describe it with Fallout 4 is it feels like somebody went into a Fallout Forge, like from Halo system, and just placed things around.
I think that's one game, or one thing a lot of games have, is where they try to be impressive with how big their map is, but with the map being so big, a lot of it's like empty, boring space.
Yeah,
so
you like, lose a lot of that detail.
Yeah, I'd rather have a smaller, like more... what's the word I'm looking for? Cared for map?
Or
like one is something someone put a lot of care and thought into than a big, expansive, like nothing map.
Yeah, I get that. I wish, because Fallout New Vegas and a lot of the Fallouts, more recent ones at least, have the like survival mode. Mm-hmm. Where it's like you got to drink water, you got to sleep, you got to do all this. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
I think that could be really immersive, and it makes Fallout into an actual, like, oh, it's the apocalypse, you gotta survive kind of game, which is cool. I just wish each part of that was optional.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I want to have to eat and drink, but I don't want to, the only way I can save the game is by sleeping.
Yeah, that's one thing I think it's really cool when they put into that game. When they put things like that into the games like that, but that is not my type of gameplay. I don't want a game to be as realistic as possible because I feel it starts getting bogged down. But when they do put it, that sort of thing in, and then they do, if they did like options for the particular, I want to play like this, you could tell they really wanted to do that and like work towards particular players instead of just, oh yeah, we threw it in afterwards.
Yeah. Like what they did with Skyrim, where it was like after fucking the 12th release of that goddamn game, they finally added like a hardcore mode.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, you can eat, drink. It's like you have to do it.
You gotta sleep and
I think that hardcore mode, at least on the PlayStation 4 version, you could only get if you had like the community content points to like spend on it.
That's
because really, I think I
weird. Yeah.
I might be wrong about that. I know that's at least where you download
the hardcore
points, but I remember maybe I just didn't want it, but I remember there's a reason why I didn't get it. I'm like, oh, I don't feel like putting the work into getting that.
Speaking of community content, mods, what are some like Fallout mods that you've seen or have used that you think should just be implemented into the full game, like power armor being like actual armor you get into as opposed to just armor you wear, was a mod at first, and then in 4 it became like an actual thing.
Yeah,
I think that's a cool idea, and I was wondering if there were any other things like that that I think would be good.
I think it's a really goofy like thing that happened, and it really tried to seem like it was doing the Slender Man thing, but they made, do you know Siren Head?
Yeah, I've heard of Siren Head.
They made Siren Head and they put him into Fallout, and I think that fits like super well into the game, like especially with like the creepy like voice thing it does, like it's a speaker and whatnot.
Definitely.
It's like maybe I wouldn't do its head as an actual like siren and everything, but
I don't know. Siren Head is, I've always thought, relatively okay, but maybe a little goofy as far
yeah,
as, like,
no, that's a, yeah. That I agree. Like I think maybe like don't go the whole like actual siren for a head deal and whatnot. Maybe like,
well, it's just, that might be copyrighted. So
yeah,
maybe.
Do a tall. I like the idea of a monster or a cryptid or whatever that mimics like radio waves, and so in the Fallout there's a lot of cool stuff on the radio, so if you just hear that off in the distance and everything in like a foggy ish area and whatnot, that'd be pretty creepy.
Yeah, that'd be all right. You got anything, Marco, any mods that you think,
any mods?
They don't have to be like, oh, like a siren head or a monster.
No, there was that one mod for New Vegas where they added like New California from like Fallout.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that would rule.
I've always liked the idea of like a, I know it would be just the hardest fucking thing ever, but like the entire United States and then trekking across
it. Oh, yeah. That's, if
I would rather them fuck off with Fallout 76 and then they do Fallout USA, and like, if this is the only game they focus on, that's fine, but like every like 6 months to a year or whatever, they add like a new state in.
Oh, that
and
would
you
be
go
cool.
until you cool, get yeah. to the 50.
That would rule.
Oh. Start off with like the
probably 48, but yeah.
Excuse me, like Fallout Hawaii.
Well, yeah, but if you do
in
Alaska,
look, I'm not saying they shouldn't be in there, but it's hard to do the continental United States. Yeah.
What about,
I guess you could hop there? On a boat and go.
Yeah.
Are we just gonna leave out the territories now? Like Puerto Rico? Ain't
yeah,
that important to you anymore?
We
got to
get
to
like, Puerto Rico,
on.
Guam, American Guam, Samoa. Guam.
Look, the Fallout boys can do
those
whatever
can be
they
DLC.
Want. Well, I guess everything is gonna be free DLC.
Yeah.
I don't know. With the way Bethesda's going, definitely wouldn't be free.
Oh yeah. Well, look, if you pay like $10 a state, no,
it's gonna be
like
definitely like
that's gonna be
bucks
yeah, that's
game.
Gonna be a lot. Anyway, I think that might be all the time we've got for Fallout today. We'll maybe come back to it at some other point.
Look,
I think we covered most of it.
We will come back to Fallout. We did not talk about the genitalia of super mutants, and that's not okay. We will
work.
Be coming back to Fallout.
Fallout will return on In Universe. I think that just about covers it.
I think it covers it.
Thanks for coming on, Marco. Did you have anything you wanted to plug before you go?
No, anything I'm working on is secret. I can't.
Okay, fair enough.
No, you don't want people to follow you anywhere.
Ah, fuck it. You can go to my Twitter handle at @slycrimson_. Yeah,
cool. All right, we'll go there. He's funny.
I got nothing
sometimes.
On
he's
there.
A crab.
Sometimes I'm funny. I'm
a crab.
I'm a crab. With a stick.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll hope to see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Gotta cut loose. Mama Juice, bring out the Sunday boost. Oh, I should stop recording.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.